Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. Back in the 1950s, the plant autumn olive was promoted as the best thing for wildlife since Noah's Ark. A woody shrub from Asia with cream-colored flowers in the spring and bunches of red berries in the fall, autumn olive was planted all over Indiana to provide wildlife habitat. Federal agencies built up autumn olive's reputation, touting it in their brochures as the answer to erosion control problems, an excellent windbreak, and they convinced wildlife biologists around the U.S. that this shrub provided a smorgasbord of benefits for wildlife. Autumn olive was a hit. Hundreds of thousands of autumn olives were planted all over the state in the 1960s and 1970s. What happened next wasn't too surprising. Birds did, in fact, eat the berries from all these plantings. Then they flew over to a fence post or tree, perched, and excreted the seeds. Millions of autumn olive seedlings popped up in pastures, prairies, savannas, and all sorts of other places. By the 1980s, it was clear that this plant should have been sold with a big warning label. Farmers and other landowners were spending more time and money cutting and pulling them out of their land. Autumn olive was hardly good for wildlife when it turned productive, diverse land into a shrub-choked thicket that eliminated every other plant species. The moral of this story? Sometimes good intentions can have very bad results. Before you plant anything, find out whether it's invasive.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information on the invasiveness of plants in Indiana, available at nature.org/Indiana.